Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on the second of a three-hour live program. It's June 11th, 2017, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwhei@sbcglobal.net. I want to welcome you all here, and we're getting started, actually, on our three-hour program today. And just one thing I wanted to mention very quickly. When we got started on RBN 10 years ago, you would never see a sentence that would talk about when you urinated in a pool. You know, it just to even talk about urinating in the pool like children do and adults do and that type of thing. But would you see a sentence that would say, quote, this is a sentence, an actual sentence, that comes from a health newsletter that people get. Quote, urine itself isn't a threat, but can react with chlorine to create disinfectant byproducts, which can be harmful, researchers noted, unquote. Now, first of all, the fact that there was a recognition by the government at that time when we started, the government didn't want the public to know that disinfectant byproducts were carcinogenic. That's number one. Number two, the idea of admitting that chlorine could react with another molecule was banned by medical journals. That's number two. Number three, when we first went on air, the whole process of the idea of having environmental science to even research the concept that there was anything in the water that would be harmful except for organisms. And those are Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambda, which is liver fluke. Number four, any contaminants in the water were considered put there by cattle and from rock deterioration in rivers. Look how far we've come. Just think about that. And I'm glad they quote us. That's kind of interesting, too. Okay, we have a caller, very precious caller, one of the many we have, Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff, and thank you very much for being on air.
Hey, hi, Dr. Parker. Hey, from that Charlie Daniels song. Hey, from that Charlie Daniels song, it's been 2 years. Mr. President, we are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing, but it is necessary to make a choice. All right, so cutting off oil from the Persian Gulf to save the Goldman Sachs interest is a bad idea. Under Chatham House rule, Israel's nuclear proliferation was on the Bilderberg official agenda. The May Day to play on June 8, 2017 was an attempt to control the news cycle. 50 years ago, Isaac C. Kidd Jr. was assigned to investigate a war crime. Study Ward Boston Jr., January 9th, 2004, deposition. Facts don't lie. Only the mafia lawyers and politicians lie. If you see Isaac C. Kidd Sr. had his Naval Academy ring removed from the bridge of the Arizona. From another communist Marxist false flag attack for world government creation of the French corporation United Nations. I started writing this before you mentioned serendipity. Imagine the karma of cover-up from John McCain Sr. London cover-up and the John McInsane being in place by being put in the mafia in Arizona, and all these attempts of the news cycle failed on June 8, 2017. Putin's interview warning Trump about JFK assassination shocked Megyn Kelly's producer. Megyn said, "Let's move on." Ladd agreed, "Yes, let's." I wonder if Jacob Rubenstein's family relation at the Bilderberger and Chicago Cities initiative, what he thought about that. When Putin said, "I've spent more time with you," meaning Megyn Kelly, "if Flynn lost his job, then you should be arrested and put in jail." Megyn and the producer were probably thinking, "Oh, I hope no one was listening to that." They probably cut that out. Did you understand the Wednesday resonance question for my glide slope? Did you understand the four 70-year international bankruptcies? Anna blocked May Day to play. You indicated a plan from last that you'd have for last week. You might want to stop the land grabs if you have the time. Inform all about DC exit via Secretary of State forms, and fund all the infrastructure using private bank model of Ellen Brown, teamed with Anna, to stop globalist megacity project in its tracks. So those are the kind of items I think. It's been 23 months for the 23 songs, and Joyce Riley from the Power Hour has cancer, and she brought up the secret history of how the White House illegally funded and armed Iraq. Spider's Web by Alan Friedman. He had four British, essentially equivalent Pulitzer Prizes for his work from 1993. I think we're revisiting all those realms again for the divide and conquer that's going on in the Persian Gulf right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same scenarios being replayed.
Yeah, it's a in the real system of items of Qatar and the idea of the Saudis and what they're doing has a play in there. But the thing is, I'm not holding back on my analysis that we're heading into a nuclear war. And the other facets of this, as I took the liberty of reading Charlie Daniels' treatise, is that what I'm concerned about, what the people are saying in the back rooms, you know, we're heading into a situation where, if you took that from a logical point of view, the construction of the future living situations in the world are really, of cities and designs of work, are really being, if you look at it, are built for survivors, if you really think about it. Because the United Nations always wanted the base cities to be different and be at the end of transportation routes, so that there wouldn't be any automobiles. That's what they told the public.
Right. And this is the Harriman Empire from 200 years ago. Right.
It's a simile of a culture that is a more sophisticated Thunderdome beyond Thunderdome concept of the science fiction film, and it's we're getting into what's called, they don't call it architecture anymore, it's called Starkitects, where you have skyscrapers. And the people that live at the top of the skyscraper have these new regulations that are coming under LEEDS, the LEEDS, for engineering and energy, the leadership concept, where they have the food growing them up the walls and at the top of the skyscraper. And Dubai, if you look at the advanced architects in that situation, that's the way they're designing the future city. And we're heading with genetics into the process of biomarkers for personalized medicine is very helpful. But what we're seeing is an actual transformation of the human body itself to be able to live in these new cities. And when you look at the research that's being done, they don't even hide it anymore. So what we're really getting into is, excuse me, if we analyze what you were just talking about, that you sent, we're talking about the end of globalism. In other words, it's turning into a what I consider in psychology a passive-aggressive attitude. That's what I really see.
Right.
And when you look at the United Nations, what they're doing tomorrow morning, where they want to organize and regulate food, which they've been working on for nearly 10 years, to regulate food and how it's to be grown and what and who grows it. The leading presentation will be from China tomorrow in the United Nations on food as the new currency. And I many times that I walk away from many of the preparations for the show, I keep thinking, and I'm not insulting anyone when I say it, but except for the audience for RBN to be more sophisticated, I feel. But the idea is that I don't think the public has really big clues as to what's going on. When I started out with Sharia law presentations on this show, I was talking about Sharia law and business contracts. You know, they have these demonstrations yesterday, particularly in 28 cities, about against Sharia law, anti-Sharia, and they say, well, it's racist. No, they don't understand business. They don't understand the thing. If you have a contract today to be able to have a transaction for property, for instance, of which you don't own anyway, you know, you can buy it, but you really don't own it. But the thing is, comes down, you have a Sharia clause there. And I keep saying, I've said it on Parker Pathways for how many years now? It's been 4.5 years. That show was 4.5 years ago. Yeah. And I think, why should I deal? Why should you and Jeff in Idaho make a deal, unless you want to, make a deal on a business contract where the person you're dealing with doesn't have to pay interest?
Right.
See?
Well, here's my deal, is, the DC exit along the 2008 scenario needs to be formulated so that these implied contracts that are 350 years old are basically exposed, and memorandums of law that are going on worldwide that are not any constitutionality, you probably have another month or two before plausible deniability disappears for what's gone on since June of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And the thing is, this is why the World Bank wants to be the process development of the global economy and to be the prisoner. When I was with Uncle Sam Live, and the thing I can remember when I talked with Hillary Clinton, because she was always away from the East Wing. She was always with women. I've talked about that before, except for colonels who were assigned to serve the women so that they could insult the officers. That's a true story, you know. And the thing is that, and I asked Hillary Clinton a few moments I was there, and I said, what position would you have? And I think, I don't know why Hillary Clinton liked me. I have no clue whatsoever. First of all, I was male. She hated males. And the thing is, and still does, and the thing is that and I was everything that you would expect. You know, I was alpha male, even that young. I came from a heritage that has been excluded in the culture, you know, mixed culture, and all of those things. But there was a reason that I was there, and the thing, and she liked it. I don't get it, you know. And so I had a chance to ask her personal questions. I said, "What position would you really like to have in the world?" And she said, "The one position that I really want." And she made the sentence that I didn't understand at the time, which she said in trade from that bastard. She might have been talking about her husband, for all I know. But she wanted to be in charge of the World Bank.
Right.
See? And the thing is, at the time, I didn't put the two and twos together. You know, the only person that put that together and put it there was Kissinger. He was the one that figured it out. So the thing is that, you know, she wanted to be in charge of the new currency and the new population coming down. I saw a manuscript that Hillary Clinton put together concerning it. I had to hand it back to her, though. I had to read it, you know, in her presence, because she kept all her good stuff in a cardboard box in the closet. True story.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Dr. Parker. If you got any questions for Paul, I need them in 2 weeks. All right, and because I'm going to be locking down things and then figuring out things. I understood your first hour of the show, and so all the stuff I need to tie up with all the things I got going on, and try and help Anna as much as possible. So, if you can, next couple weeks, let me know your thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. There are several things that are going on that need to be promoted, you know. By the way, don't disappear on us.
I'm trying to reformulate. You know, these three death panels in the past, 23 months, you know, have rechanged everything. So I'm reformulating those things. So,
well, I'm on your side, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But I need some questions if you're going to, you want some consulting from some of the people.
Oh yes, I think, I'm going to be catching up to several things that you're feeding me. Yeah,
2 weeks. That's all I need to know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, my friend.
Good
Thank
luck
you for calling.
I know it's a big
God
task.
Bless.
Good luck. Hey, DC exit. Remember that, okay?
Right.
Thanks.
DC exit. The there's a thing that we just exchanged on here that is partially not supposed to have been shared with the world, but that's the aspect of things that are very important, because I really mean it that I wouldn't say it on my program, but the globalization, in my opinion, is open to open in Eastern Europe, particularly. Calling number is 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard to Parker Pathways and RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Parker Bethley. I think it's been, I know, about 6 years that I've been discussing fracking. I came out real much against it in terms and of it on the national stage. The French and German listeners that I have reacted to it more than they did in America. In America, they didn't give a crap about it, the fact that your water was disappearing. They all go out of water deposit in the central part of the United States. It's one of the biggest in the world. It's even bigger than what Libya had, which is what Hillary Clinton wanted anyway. It wasn't the oil, it was the water. And it's estimated, but now you see it becomes part of you because now the government wants to use reusable water, which I talked about, the chemistry, how it affects the pancreatic cancer, and the development of the embolgata of the brain and the gliosarcomas of the brain. And I'm dealing with real chemistry on that, so don't even think about it to try to challenge me on that. The thing is that because I'll cut you off at the knees. That's all there is to it. Just expect it. If you want to be and you want to ask about that, you be ready. But right now, you see, you've lost. You've lost the thing that this country's lost its water. You have 100 billion gallons. It's estimated that's injected into the earth and becomes contaminated for fracking. See, when the deal was made with OPEC, and the thing comes down to the fact that you have the contamination of the pools of water, which are called the black ponds. But the water, once you put that back into the ground, the fact that you cannot retrieve that
in terms of the way, because of the way the earth is structured. So when the OPEC deal was made, when President Trump went over there on the Saudis, they say, well, the oil prices, they went down 5%, okay? So if you have the price of a barrel of West Texas oil, for instance, that crude was packed, that was $110 a barrel when President Obama was pushing the idea of the Saudi system. That was a real price. The oil price is trying to stay above $50 a barrel. Well, you know, the Saudis wanted to get out of the oil business anyway. And I talked about that when I was El Mano to El Mano with Mr. Gorbachev and the Saudi prince. The main prince of Saudi Arabia with his entourage was standing not any more than 2 feet away. That was where the offer was given, $1 million in gold, which he had opened to many people there, if they would solve what they were really trying to recover. Now, the whole thing is, when the United States is sacrificing its fracking and oil industry to be what they call an anti-OPEC system, and the idea that we're giving up our water for the formation, which is called the Sparty Formation in Texas, that holds 4.2 billion gallons of recoverable oil at that current price of the $50, but not the 510 million barrels that are estimated, approximately when we started on air. So the idea is that the United States sold their soul to the devil. We get into fracking to contaminate our water, which is why they want the Indians off the reservation so that they can, drill on horizontal drilling on the reservations because it's federal land. So this shale oil extraction technique will keep that energy very cheap for a long time. But what we'll have is a way that we won't be able to retrieve that water. So in other words, the Saudis are calling the shots in terms of what their new products are going to be, which I happen to know what it is. And the Russian leader, Mr. Putin, Vladimir Putin, is going to have a lot of less cash, actually, to finance his military adventures. So if you think that the innovation of the United States oil industry is the barter, but the fracking companies are the ones that are going to be making the money, but we won't have the water. In fact, I'm one of the other Chinese been buying water from us, from the United States of America, for almost 11 years. Yeah, so they have their energy system. Pay attention. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Before the break, we were talking about the concept of fracking and placing water on the boreholes of the drilling in shale. But the patent system is set up in such a way that the companies don't have to disclose what's in the actual slurry, which is like Coca-Cola, let's say, that has a chemical composition for Coca-Cola, which is a trade secret. So it can be very difficult to gauge the risk and that is involved. Have consequences, which is called, as a content, is called produced water. Now, that's a term that is describing a byproduct along with the oil and gas. And the idea of the water management is that we have to take in what in seeps into the aquifer of what's left. So what we do know, when I first started exposing this on the world stage, coming into the year 2003, well, you see,
The government had already experimented for 35 years on human beings around the world and in the United States on chloramine. They had their major push of placing in the sterlings for the decrease of the population in 1994. The original EPA regulations went into effect in 1998, that was when it would be $10,000 a month for waste disposal plants if they didn't put the chloramine in. It was dose related, so therefore it was done by hand and some metrics. Today, the water is automated. In terms of which combination of poisons you're talking about. So let's say I do have legally the 19 components that are in the fracking fluid, and I placed that on air 3 years ago. Labor unions and lobbyists spent over $250,000 to keep me on air. It was legal for them to send checks. And the United States government itself has spent, to keep me off air, close to $1.1 million. And on this very subject, of course, all those checks are sent back legally. And everybody gets excited, oh, got some money, you know. But you see, that's what I mentioned, I keep mentioning on practically every program. The basic structure of real-world greed. You know, as they said in that Wall Street film, you know, greed is good. Yes, it's good for other aspects, but if I had any other forms of the takeaway, is that... you ask yourself, well, why would the members of Congress not change the law? Because they are, as President Trump says, they're happy alligators. So, for instance, the reality is that most of the funds that are changed in, for instance, if you're a chairman of a committee, or let's say that you're the whip in the House, as a speaker leader in the whip, you have to pay millions of dollars to other people for the honor of holding that office. So the lobbyists and the wealthy individuals who want to participate in the payoffs to Congress, they need something from Congress to raise the money. So let's say that into the process was, I keep talking about the metrics of Obamacare, and as to how much your metrics are worth. Remember, I've interviewed Dr. Emanuel, who wrote that death panel, and interviewed him twice. That was based on the fact that you don't need to live beyond the age of 75. My position was also that then how does this account for what's called the base erosion and profit sharing of money in reorganizing the global tax laws? These are called BEPs, and I've talked about this extensively on many of my programs. Where they reassess that organization to include your employees at the work, and how you can have the taxes to have paid on any activity that you have form-wise that are beyond what your organizational tax system is. Now, there's nothing wrong with paying taxes if you can reassess your organization to make it work. But the whole point is, the question comes out, let's say Mexico, for instance, they introduced a tax to reform on the on the base erosion and profit sharing. In other words, if you make money in an overseas operation, you're being forced to pay profits to other companies into that country that they might think that you had some dealings with. Well, the whole point, it already benefits the country. So you have to file, for instance, in Mexico, you have to file a local and master files along with that country-by-country report each year. And let's say one cacti plant produces a concept to change a modified gene filter that will take out certain compounds like 2-butyl oxyethanol. That's in the slurry table of the fracking water. If you inhale that, you will damage your red cells and lung tissue within a period of 5 minutes. Let's say that you take out, so you have to pay tax, you see, on each one of those compounds. Ethylglycol, diethionine, ethylbenzene, isopropanol, quartz kerosene, sulfuric acid, crushed soda, silica xylene formaldehyde with methanol, NAPTHA, NASA, they used that in Vietnam. Methanol. If you found it, that's an antifreeze, it serves to winterize the fracking fluid. If you drink it, you can go blind or even die. Not within months, not within years. I've got medical peer review human beings which are locked up in a safe just on methanol alone. How many human cases do you think that I was able to peer review on their concept of their medical record and to work it through? Give me a guess. It'd be hard to guess, and I know that. But be patient, because you lost your water. You didn't pay attention. I'm not accusing you of anything, but greed played the point in the Obamacare metrics. How many people, they say, well, they're affected by methanol alone. All right? This is not the methanol that your mom and pa taught you not to drink, or the moonshiners use in the form of the various forms of liqueur. 25 million. Now, where did those bodies go? What cemeteries did they go to? And the toxicologist worked on the spectrographs to be able to determine what the advancements were to even determine it, the methanol, particularly the 2-butyl, the butyl xylene ethanol. Let's take urea, I read that little statement that comes out of a health research book. You would never have heard about this 10 years ago, the urinating in the pool creating the formation of the xylene. Of course, that's a urea breakdown, which occurs and affects the glomerulus of the kidney. But urea, the urine component, undergoes a reaction that turns into ammonia using that water in the process. So that means there's left waste behind, you know, within the structure of that molecule. Urea, based upon if you did a creatinine test to be able to determine. And also, on Parker Pathways, I introduced 7 years ago, the test had been around for a while, the glomerular filtration rate. The American Medical Association said, you know better than to talk about that. You can't tell the public that, you know. The dialysis people, in terms when I went on air, first go around, There were over in this country, 2.5 million people that were already dying on the dialysis machines from chloramine. Where'd those bodies go? I know I have, you know, how would you like it to know that which I've talked about in many facets of, and by the way, the three people that objected to the expose of chloramine causing collateral damage were people that had koi fish, because the fish die, because you have to put formaldehyde in the water to keep the fish alive. essentially another thing, and they were upset, the koi fish. But the second group were the dialysis people. They spent 5 years trying to deny the death rate from chloramine and the facets of it. You know what your length of life would be and what it is in terms of dialysis? They don't use chloramine now in terms of things. But there's only so much purified water that you can make. See? If you have an aquifer system in the real world, you look out there over the beautiful picture, and you see the land, and you see the trees, and you say, oh, I'm an environmentalist, and I want my colleagues to treat me in environmental justice. If I don't, I will riot. This is what they're saying in colleges. Those kids don't know jack. The thing comes down to the fact that what you're looking at is a contaminated soil for real. You're looking at a process of the humidity rate, which is affecting on geoengineering by the elitists who have real-world geoengineering of diamond dust over deserts so that they can put the forth of the process, you see, of saying that we're going to have climate change because we keep the sun from penetrating much more within the ozone system. What about just Walnut Hills? When I first started, in terms of thing, the research with the fish at the university required a filter to filter the water. It was 22 feet long. They still have it, even with sophistication of technologies today, of state-of-the-art, of reverse osmosis, ultraviolet light, osmotic ozone gas, development of oxygen, what's called oxygen turbulence within ultraviolet light, plasma ion, all of that's being used in the advancements for industrial water to be purified in some way. Most filters on the market have charcoal, which are not functional because you have it grows bacteria. You also have they're still selling all of this kind of thing. Another thing is like steam. You have pressure under the steam. What do you have? Coconut fibers and walnut shells. Now, those shells are they prop up open fractures that have been made in the shell. You know, in other words, you have the walnut hulls. They're cracking the rock under high pressure. So let's say that what is your content of toxicity from that? That changes the concept of the constituency of the salt, which is normally, and the water molecule, which is in the rock, by the way. So in other words, the government says, well, what we're going to do is use this as reusable water and use it as a form of direct injection, put it into the ground, put it through the filters the other way, keep the EPA law 1 year where you keep it in the ground, then we'll tell the public, well, we took it from the ground. They've been doing that for years. And where do they store these things? In terms of the tanks and the things on golf courses. So the people that play golf are not gonna spill this scheme. It's been going on for years. So the whole thing comes down to the thing, and then say, oh, in order to make the fertilizer for fruit growth, for truck crops, we're going to use human sewage and form of sludge that they put onto the food, and we mix the reusable water in there because that'll destroy the bacteria. They won't be able to trace the DNA. So somebody comes along like me, figures out, what was it, 2 years, to figure out how to determine DNA in your lettuce leaf, in your beetroot, in your carrots, to determine where that DNA from human sludge came from. And the patent group said, you know, we've got to put this under special because of the public that finds this one out. You know, it would be a different story. Well, it is a different story because it affects your thing. You have the biochemistry of the pancreas. You have the iliac system for the irritable bowel syndrome. What a joke. People talking about, say, whoa, you've got to take probiotics. And Tony thinks, well, that's true. You need at least 500 billion probiotic to be able to work, but there's certain kinds. You have certain kinds of the B system, the level system of those bacteria. Guess what the question was? Where I was in a secret project in the terminal. I'm not going to tell you what the whole secret project was, but I was asked, as part of everything, not in an academic exercise, what kind of bacteria are in the moon rock? So the whole process of being discovered, this fact that the origin of life come from other planets, from bacteria, from that, there were, I would think there were about 100 of us around the world that were asked to see if we could identify that. Since that time, not only have we found that the bacteria from other planets do have life, a special DNA code, and the process of the development of to be able to affect a water molecule. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and we're just getting started on the expose of how to kill you. And so the thing is to wise up, wake up everybody. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
The American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Burger Fezzes. Now, one of the tests that I could do, clinical tests you have on your panel, which will not be written on your blood panel for tests, based upon our discussion of what can happen with your heart and with your red blood cells. From what are effectively in the real world called the new chemistry as a result of recycled water, the fracking water, the produced water, which is the formation of the development of water that has the out of the 9 carcinogenics, there are 5 that are there. The fracking water, of course, will have a total of 85 carcinogenic agents in them. You can have what's done as a plasma ceramide. A ceramide is a lipid it's a class of lipids, really, that can affect the cardiovascular disease. And if you have a high level of blood ceramide, you will have a 4 times chance of a heart problem with that. But the thing is, we're not playing around here. That's really not what I'm telling you, that you're going to die that way. I'm talking about the ceramide from the lipid into the standpoint of taking off the total cholesterol. It makes that reading moot, unless you subtract the HDL, which is a form of, you know, they have LDLs that are a little higher in terms of harm, the HDL less harm. Everybody sues it over with you. But that's not really what you should be chasing. Those tests are important. Those cholesterol test ratios are important. I've talked about them many times. But the ceramide, the plasma ceramide, it's going to cost you some money. The name of the game is money, baby. Everybody wants to screw you out of it, take it from you, tax it from you, recreate it from you, and reevaluate it from you, and place it into the metrics of your health care. Why do you think the government wishes to have a single-payer system? They say, well, we want to make care more suitable for people. We want to have a quality of care of which will give a measured performance level for physicians. Nothing wrong with that. What they don't tell you is on the ICD code, the ICD-10 codes, and the new codes for the diagnostic code, you have metrics in there in the determination if you should receive any care or if the care can be substantiated. This all has to do with the regulations and the process of it. President Trump went on further into the Department of Transportation after his meeting with the governors, you see? And he had a stack of books up there in terms of the numbers of regulations that cover the subject that you and I are just talking about between ourselves here over a nice cup of coffee, which you can drink, but I can't. You know how many regulations? 3 million on the rough. On the very subject that we've been covering on the second hour of Parker Pathways. This is reality. And the determinants of the facets of where you have border adjustment tax being objected to, you have political parties who, it's America, you can have political parties, but will the political parties say, well, how many people do we want to get rid of this year? That's the way they really talk. So the whole thing, you need another way to look at life as to who really is your friend in Congress in the real world. Someone for the bat tax? Someone for the development of the taxes on your life? Someone for the taxes in another country? You think about it. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways. The call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We'll see you on the next live hour in a few minutes on Parker Pathways.
because you can handle the truth.